Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome aboard. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Live Better, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on health and wellness right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, today we're diving into a powerful topic, what it takes to truly differentiate yourself from others, and this is especially relevant for young people setting out on their own paths and for parents who want to guide their children towards success and independence. Now, standing out today isn't just about talent, it's about developing discipline, taking real action, and building the right habits and connections as soon as possible. Now, my guest I'm bringing on today, I met him at the gym recently, Lifetime. I was doing my set and he came up to me and complimented my tattoos. And we just started talking about Christianity and, you know, what we have in common. And a good telltale sign of someone I can trust or build a relationship is when they come up and start talking about their faith with me, because it really shows that they're there to stand for what they want to stand for and that they're not scared to express their belief in what they believe, because in today's day and age, not a lot of people express themselves or stand up for what they believe in. So I really admired that, and I went and had coffee with him for about 90 minutes and we just talked about a lot of stuff and related on a lot of it. So right then and there, I knew I needed to bring him on and I knew we'd have a good conversation. So today I'm thrilled to have Kai Hood with us. Now, Kai started his entrepreneurial journey on the very day he turned 18, launching a business that brought in over $50,000 in his first year. Now, that might sound like a small feat to a lot of older people, you know, they do that. But for a fresh 18-year-old starting their own business, that is very impressive. Now, he's not only a young business leader, but also a nationally ranked volleyball player, has spoken to audiences across the country, and is the founder of the ReFounders Movement, which we'll learn more about today. His journey involves overcoming personal struggles, embracing faith, and developing a powerful vision. Now, Kai's story will offer lessons on grit, resilience, and the journey to become a better version of yourself. We'll be breaking down practical steps for young people to set and achieve meaningful goals, avoid distractions, and become disciplined. We'll also talk about building long-lasting relationships and finding mentors, and the importance of keeping your promises to yourself and others. For those looking to develop confidence, personal branding, we'll touch on the role of personal style, men's grooming, and self-respect in the building an outstanding image. Now, you're listening to Sports Byline Broadcast Network. My name is Blake Byrne. We'll be right back after these.
Progressive's Home and Auto Bundle Extrava Festa Saifathon, the annual year-long event for saving big on home and auto insurance. These savings are available up until and straight through Labor Day, Halloween, Grover Cleveland's birthday, Taco Tuesday, the anniversary of the moon landing, White Chocolate Day. The sale literally never ends. You can come on Jupiter's Ascension, National Pisces Day, but not Leap Day. Just kidding. We're doing Leap Day because every day is perfect for saving money with a home and auto bundle only at Progressive.
But for real, we're not doing White Chocolate Day because white chocolate is gross. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
IBM and ESPN are unveiling enhancements to the ESPN Fantasy app that put WatsonX-powered insights directly in users' hands, giving them access to personalized, data-driven information, such as personalized player grades based on each team's needs, predictions of each player's potential upside and downside, and transparent explanations of AI-generated player grades. Entering its eighth consecutive year, the collaboration between IBM and ESPN Fantasy Football continues to transform football data into compelling and helpful information for fantasy team owners. Sponsored by IBM.
Take a sip of my secret potion. I'll make you fall in love. For a spell that can be broken.
Welcome back. I'm Blake Byrne, and this is Ledbetter, the weekly program aimed at providing the best conversations on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, today I was giving my introduction to my guest, but I have an amazing guest on. I'm so excited for all the information that he's about to tell us. Kai Hood. Now, Kai Hood has his own podcast as well, where he speaks on the youth and parenting and how to just overall better yourself. You know, he's been through resilience. You know, he's lost 40 pounds in 1 year. He started his own business. I'm really excited to have Kai on today. We've had great conversations the past week. Kai, how are you doing today?
Blake, it's such an honor to be on the show, brother. I appreciate it, man. I'm doing great. How are you? Happy Halloween.
Yeah, likewise, man. Yeah, bro, I'm great. You know, it's a beautiful day here in Dallas. Can't complain. The sun's out. Not cloudy. It was raining last night, so I was a little afraid it was going to be not so good of a day, but I'm glad it is. Now, Kai, I'm really curious. What made you start a business the day you turned 18? Now, a lot of people go to college, and they waste 4 years there, and they figure out, hey, I don't want this degree anymore. What made you strive for a different path?
See, that's the crazy thing. I also went to college. So I started a business when I turned 18, like literally the day I turned 18, when you can legally start something like that. And I was on meetings in the hallways at my high school during class. Like my teachers knew that I was kind of about it and not really into the whole school thing. And they would let me ditch class to go be on Zoom calls and meetings with clients and sales calls in the hallways while school was going on. So it was even before college, but the whole point of being different and starting on a new path, doing something different than most people is if you want what everybody else has, you'll do what everybody else does. And I just wanted to live a significant life. I want to make a lot of money. I want to help a lot of people. I personally am a man of faith. I want to spread the word of God. And to do something special like that, you have to be different. And although I did go to college, I did not finish college. That's a whole other story. But I started the business and what I used to do at 18 because I just wanted to be different. I wanted to do something special. I refused to at all conform to society and do what everybody else does and live a normal life.
Yeah, and I respect that a lot. I mean, you don't really see that a lot with kids in this day and age. What was the business that you started?
Yeah, so I started a financial services business. I was really privileged to be alongside my parents in that process. So they kind of helped me through it, building a system. But when it came down to actually meeting with clients, getting licenses in, building in a team and agency of people and selling the actual products, I did all that. So it was a lot of work. And thankfully, we did about $50,000 revenue my first year, about the same thing the year after. And now I'm on to new and bigger things.
That's solid, man. And I know you mentioned this to me. You were a top ranked volleyball player. What got you into volleyball? And, you know, how did you strive to becoming, you know, so good at volleyball?
Yeah, well, I'm humbled. Like, thank you. I don't know if you ever see me play. I'm good, but I'm not like, you know, Olympic pro. I could have been, but volleyball isn't really much of a money sport. That's why I got out of volleyball. But I played for 10 years, started at age 10, and I actually played because my parents played, and they just kind of introduced it to me, and I just loved the sport. It's go, go, go. There's never pauses. There's constant action, teamwork, just a really good vibe about volleyball. Unfortunately, it doesn't make a lot of money, and it's more just like, hey, you play in college and then maybe you go play in the Olympics. And I did have some relations with the USA youth team. I was a nationally ranked setter, probably in the top 50 or so for my age at the time. So like 18s, like late high school, early college level. I had offers. I was going to different schools. I was looking at Princeton. I was looking at Pepperdine. But again, it's like everything that goes into business, it's the same thing that goes into being a professional athlete. So I know this show is about sports, about being better, better health, better success. And everything that goes into building a successful business also goes into becoming a successful athlete. And it just kind of went hand in hand. Everything I did for volleyball, working out, diet, practicing multiple times a week, went right into starting a business. And, you know, it's funny, a lot of, you know, pro athletes and successful athletes become entrepreneurs as soon as they quit or they retire, whatever it is.
Yeah, I totally agree with becoming an athlete at a young age. I feel like it builds, you know, resilience, grit, and discipline. How have you seen that pay out in all the other avenues in life right now? I mean, I know you're a pretty disciplined person. Has that transferred over from volleyball or sports?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it was, gosh, there's so much correlation in it, and I hope we'll talk about this, but how you do one thing is how you do everything. And when it came to sports, I mean, I kind of just did the whole high school life and, you know, was a normal guy, I guess you could say. But nobody really knew that I was this like volleyball star, and I was like a legend in the volleyball community in Southern California. And like people knew who I was there, but I was just a normal kid in school. But what I learned in volleyball and practicing all the time, putting in a lot of work, you know, traveling all over the country every year, multiple times a year, the biggest thing was, again, doing what nobody else is willing to do. Being the first one to practice, the last one to leave, asking the coach for constructive criticism, being a leader on the court, being a leader with the people around you. And fortunately, I was able to be captain of almost every single volleyball team I played for. So I was captain of 12 different volleyball teams over the course of 10 years. That includes the junior varsity and varsity teams in my high school. That includes the club teams. That includes some of the national teams. And usually the setter is kind of like the quarterback. And thankful, and you know, I'm really grateful that they made me the captain. But the biggest thing is when you are different and you choose to put in more effort, or you choose to be disciplined, or you are showing up to practice early, that levels up everybody around you. And the same thing happens in business. And the same thing happens with our friendship. So like, Blake, you and I are building a great friendship nowadays. And what's cool is you having success in your areas motivates me and pushes me to have success in my areas. And I hope it does the same thing moving forward. So how you do one thing is how you do everything. And just being in that environment, being coachable, you know, putting in extra effort, putting in extra work on the volleyball court just totally translated everywhere else. It translated in my fitness transformation because I was kind of like skinny fat. I don't know how I jumped high, but I guess I did. I don't know how that works. it's just how you do one thing is how you do everything. It translated into the business. It translated into keeping your promises to yourself. It translated into just how you handle relationships, how you handle organizations of people. Like after I retired from volleyball, I started organizations, not just the business. So I started a leadership organization at my high school. I started a sort of private entrepreneurial group at the college I went to. And it was the same thing. How you do one thing is how you do everything. And how I was and how I live my life, the discipline, the way I show up, the way I do everything, trickled down to the organization and the business and the people within it. So if I'm not on my game, the organization's not going to be on their game if you're the leader.
Yeah, thank you for the compliments a little earlier in that talk. You pushed me to drive my faith too. I mean, seeing someone who's, I guess, somewhat new to their faith and really is, you know, driving themselves to, you know, learn the Bible and, you know, show up to church every Saturday and Sunday. You know, it makes me strive, and I'm excited that you invited me out to your men's group. I'm really excited to join that.
Bro, absolutely. Brothers sharpen each other, man. And it's like, I knew about God, but I just lost my faith completely. And when I came to Christ, and I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about a lot of religion stuff, but when I did come to Christ, it was the most freeing and most peaceful thing I ever felt. And it was, it changed my life. Like, the fruits have shown. Like, I started to have more peace in my life, more health, better fitness, better business. I started making more money, and I just created better friendships, better relationships, had a better dating life. It's like everything about my life started to prosper because I put my faith in a loving God.
Yeah, and I feel like faith in something bigger than you is massive for, you know, success in your life and later on in life. Now, one thing I want to go back on really quick, we'll jump back to faith here soon, is were you born with this resilience in, you know, showing up for the, like you said, volleyball, showing up to the gym early on time, working your hardest, were you born with that? Or was that something you developed? And if so, how did you develop it?
It could have been both. It's like that nature versus nurture question. That's a really good question, Blake. I think... I got to watch my parents become successful entrepreneurs, which is awesome. And that was such a privilege. I mean, they've built a multi-million dollar business in the financial world. And that was amazing to watch. And I was around that. I mean, I don't know if you, what's it called? I don't know if you know who Ed Mylett is.
I don't believe so.
Okay. Ed Mylett's named one of the number one public speakers in the world. John Maxwell is also the number one leadership coach and author in the world. And I got to grow up being around those people and their kids and seeing like, hey, oh my gosh, like I can actually live a special life. This is possible. These people are just like me. These people are just like my parents. And so what we see on social media is all these, you know, celebrities and entrepreneurs and big athletes and gurus are so far away, but really they're just people like us. And I think fortunately I was able to be nurtured in that environment. And my parents were the ones for our family that were able to provide that special nurturing for the next generations, which was me. So I think part of it is like genetics for my parents, because they were both also D1 volleyball players, but then it could have also been the nurture, because I was just surrounded by it, you know.
Yeah, I love that. It's so important to grow up with parents that push you and inspire you to do better. Now you're listening to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, and we're talking to Kai Hood. We'll be right back after this.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head.
Welcome back. Thank you for staying buckled in with us. My name is Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, we're talking to Kai Hudstow right now about his story, his resilience, his grit, and a lot of good personal information that he gives to you, parents especially. Listen up. Great ways to teach your kid, put them on the right path in life, which is, I think, one of the most important things hearing Kai's story and knowing my story as well. My parents played a huge part in who I am today. Now, Kai, a question. What are some techniques for creating a clear vision in your personal life and business life? I mean, that's very important to know where you're going, and especially at such a young age. A lot of people don't figure out where they want to go until, you know, they're 22, 24 after college, or once they got a little bit of life experience under their belt. But it seems like you knew this right away. What was those steps?
Oh, dude, this is huge. This is like the best question you could possibly ask for people in the next generations or for parents that are, you know, currently mentoring and, you know, parenting their own kids. Because the best way to differentiate yourself among people, whether you're a young adult or even older, is to know what the hell you want. Like, people have, I mean, when I worked in financial services, like in my first business when I was 18, there was a common trend of literally like middle-aged adults that are in financial crisis because of what's going on in the country. They're in financial crisis just because of their jobs or their college degree. And they're like 40 and 50 years old and they have no idea what they want to do with their life. And it's been like 50 freaking years. And that's not to be disrespectful or say that out of insecurity, but really, if you just simply know what you want your life to look like, you have a certain vision, you're already set apart from the rest of the crowd, and then you can take it a step further by making it a reality. So how I personally achieved a clear vision, setting goals for your life, your business, your family, whatever it is. Number one, I'm not going to stray away from my faith. A lot of that is from God. But I will say one of the biggest things, and we actually teach this in our new company and movement, Refounders. It's one of the first lessons we actually talk about, is how to properly set goals and visions. The number one thing is you have to turn the noise off. You have, and it's contrary because we're on a show right now and I have a podcast and we do social media stuff, but learn to turn the freaking volume down, bro. Learn to get away from the social media, get away from the noise, get away from what everybody is yelling at you, and listen to me or not, you know, because I just said that, but get to know yourself a little bit better. It's time that we made it normal to meditate and take time for ourselves away from the world and in a room by ourselves in our bedroom, you know, out in nature, wherever, just to meditate, maybe pray, or just ask yourself questions of what do you really want? I mean, really, it's so simple. Like, what do you really want your life to look like? And then you can take it a step further and you ask yourself, if you could never fail, what would you do every day? Personally, I would be driving Lambos and I would like go play sports all the time and do like a bunch of fun stuff. You know what I mean, Blake?
Nah, I feel you on that.
But that framing is so key because it allows people to dream bigger and think bigger than they already are. Because the problem is that we go through school and this entire indoctrination, oh, you have to think this way, there's only one right answer, and you can't work as a team, and it's just you, and you have to do what the textbook says. And what we're doing is we're, and unfortunately, and I don't mean to speak this over the next generation, but this is the reality of what's happening. What we're doing is we're programming the next generations to not think for themselves and to think inside of a box and to not think creatively or abundantly for themselves. And so breaking out of that process and asking yourself, okay, what do I really want my life to look like, regardless of the limitations I have, or regardless of my failures, my past, or, you know, any limiting beliefs or doubts that I have? What would I really design my life to look like? And, you know, when you get really clear on that and you get some answers, and it takes time, and it's an ever-changing thing for sure, but when you're young and you do these things, it allows you to have clear actions. Clear goals equals clear actions. And when you don't know where you're going, you can't point your sails. Are you smell what I'm stepping in? If you don't know where you're going, you can't point your sails. And so what we have is this new generation of young adults, college age students going to college to figure out where the hell they're going. And it's not helping them when they're like in this storm in their boat and everybody's telling them to point their sails opposite ways. So when we turn the noise off and we get to know ourselves a little bit better, we get in times of silence and we ask ourselves questions, regardless of the limiting beliefs, that's when you get into clear visions and goals, whether it be for your life, your business, your family, whatever it is.
I love that. And I can relate to that too. I mean, it seems like the phones are like shaping who kids are nowadays. I mean, like I'll even find myself, I'll be brushing my teeth and I'll be scrolling on my phone, or I'll be working. And I'm like, oh shoot, I need to check something on my phone. And then I'll get caught scrolling. And it's like,
I do
it's
it too.
This quick dopamine releases. Cause like, it's like a reward when you find a new TikTok or new reel.
Yeah.
You're like, and then the primal part of your brain is like, okay, what if I find something better? Boom. And then you just keep getting that dopamine. It's like, all right, I'm gonna keep going. Oh, that was funny. Oh, that was informative. And in a culture where the phone and, you know, the computer is such a like a big thing, it's almost like your parents can't really morph you to who you should be. And it's the social media and, you know, the big corporate agendas shaping who your kid is.
Yeah.
So
see, that's the thing. It's literally designed to manipulate these big, massive monopolistic companies, and nothing against them. It's just how it works. It's how the economy works. But how they make money is by keeping you on the phone and keeping you in there. So it is literally designed to manipulate. And I post content and I have it edited in a certain way that makes people stay on the video. And that's part of the game. And I don't like playing that game, but that's how business works. So it's literally designed to manipulate. And just getting away from the phone, and even as parents, like, even though it's there and there is a part of it where there's not much you can do because it's always going to be there, at least teach your children to get pleasure and dopamine, just like you said, from outside sources other than technology. Because what you're teaching them is that there's more to life than the phone and there's more to life than the screens, as well as autonomy and sentience and the ability to be like, hey, mom and dad, I want to go outside and play baseball instead of playing Fortnite.
Yeah, and I lost my train of thought.
Well, have you had experience with that though, Blake?
With what specifically?
Like the scrolling thing, because I still struggle with it sometimes, because it's like I have to have the medias on my phone because I use them, but it's like, it's hard to not scroll sometimes.
That's what I was going to say. And it's a fairly new thing that these short form videos are so popular. Like, people can't even read a paragraph under an Instagram caption. And I'm talking about me. I see a paragraph, I'm like, that's too long. But like 5 years ago, most people went like, oh yeah, that's short still, you know. But now it has to be a sentence, or you have to keep something on your video that's like engaging the brain at all times. And the question you asked me, I experience that all the time. I'll get caught in a loop, and it's almost like I need to delete social media, but it's like, okay, I need to grow on social media too at the same time, so I can't really delete it. So it's like almost like, and I had this idea the other day, and I'm giving out free game, but like
free game.
develop an app that lets you keep social media but blocks you from going on the explore page or the reels or something like that, where you can literally just only post content and see your close friends. So
see, that's great. Yeah, I wish I could turn like the reels or like scrolling button off, you know, or like if they had like a creator's version of the apps. See, but this is the thing, they'll never do that because they wouldn't be making as much money.
I never even thought of that, like a creator's version of the app.
That's actually fire. That's a free game.
Hey,
let's play that game. Let's talk about that later.
yeah. So
no, but I get it though, man. But it's really tough because it's so normal, and it's hard to get away from because everybody else is doing it. And you know, there's this like level of FOMO, which is fear of missing out when you're not scrolling or you're not on social media, or like, hey, do you see this post I sent you? And I'm like, no, bro, I don't have Instagram right now. You know, so it's I totally get it. Yeah.
So I want to step back really quick and back to the youth and parents. Now, you see a lot of parents out there pushing their kids really hard to do something that the parents want, not really what the kid wants. And yes, it may be good for the kid, but the kid will end up just resenting them later on and not wanting to do it even more. How do parents get past this, and how do they set realistic goals for their kids and meaningful goals that the kids will want to strive for as well, and not really just pushing them over the edge on something they want?
So this is the thing. It's very subjective based on the family, the past, you know, the child experience from 0 to 8, because that's when their subconscious is formed. I mean, there's like a million things that goes into this. But I will say, I am not a parent. I'm 21 years old. I mean, I do study this regularly and I speak about this. This is part of our company. So I guess I'm pretty credible in this area, but I am not some, you know, glorified parent. Hopefully not yet, but I have been parented. And from my experience, I did end up playing volleyball like my parents. I did end up becoming an entrepreneur in the same industry like my parents, and they have not at all forced it whatsoever. And so this is the thing. Your kids will do what you do, not what you say. I'll say it again. Your kids will mirror and do what you do, not what you say.
That's the biggest thing. And that's a great way to leave it off. I'm Blake Byrne, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We'll be right back after this with Kai Hood.
Did you know that Wendy's has any size soft drinks for just a buck? Yeah, any size, anytime. Like a dollar Coke, dollar Sprite, or even a dollar Strawberry Fanta. Okay, could we like maybe switch up the sound effect, please? Because I'm losing it. Wow, no, not that. Any size soft drink for just a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only. Not valid in a combo. Exclusions apply.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center. innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America, we need. responsibly.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
Welcome back. I'm Blake Burney, and you're listening to Live Better on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, I'm joined today by Kai, a young man, successful, excited to have him on for this last segment here, and I want to jump right into it because we only got 14 minutes left. Now, Kai used to be Mormon, and I know how big of a part of faith plays in his life right now. And I just want to know the transformation and the journey from going from Mormonism to the faith that drives you to who you are right now.
Yeah, man, that's a great question. I think it's really important. I believe in Jesus Christ, and I would be identified as a Christian or Christ follower, but I did grow up in the Mormon church. I think the biggest thing is truth. And especially with the election going on right now, I don't mean to change topic, but I'm just saying we should be voting for truth and we should be following truth. And when it comes down to growing up in the Mormon church and then losing my faith and then getting back into just following Jesus and being in the Christian or non-denominational church, the biggest thing was truth. And so if you look at the truths that are spoken about the Mormon church or what they preach and the form of gospel they preach, there's a lot of contradictions. I don't really need to go into detail about that or want to, but there are a lot of things that simply just contradict each other. There are things I personally don't believe in, things that I don't believe that are very ethical, things that contradict Jesus's original teachings. And simply for those reasons, I'm not at all interested in going back to the Mormon church whatsoever. However, I will say that growing up in some sort of church that preached certain values that are, you know, I guess based on what Jesus originally taught, you know, thousands of years ago when he lived, was better than nothing. And it helped me to, I mean, I'm 21 years old. I've never been drunk. I do not drink alcohol. I have some sort of moral ethics code that I grew up with. Thankfully, I didn't have to like nurture that in later on. It just taught great values. And it was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to choose, you know, what Jesus would do. And even in times where I wasn't of faith, whether it be with business or not, it was like, hey, you know what? I think that just might not be the right thing to do. I'm just going to not do that. And there's that inherent feeling and that like spirit we have in the back of our mind that's like, I want to do the right thing. And although I don't believe in the Mormon church or think it's a true church whatsoever, having some sort of foundation built on good morals and, you know, God was better than nothing. But that transition into following Christ, being a Christ follower, that it changed everything, because now it's no longer a works-based gospel. I'm saved by grace, not by what I do, because every day I fail. So if it was based on what I do, we'd all lose our salvation. So I'm saved by grace, and that brings me peace. And honestly, God has helped me have prosperity in every area of my life. So it's been amazing.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that, Kai. I was just very curious about that, and I thought it was pretty interesting, and also probably to the audience as well. Now, I don't want to stay on that topic for too long. I want to move on. But a great question I have for you, and I'm very curious to hear, and maybe you can share some insights on how you do it, but do you have any personal rules or rituals that help you stay accountable to your promises or to your end goals?
That's huge, man. Like, keeping your promises is one of the biggest ways you can separate yourself from others and differentiate yourself, whether it be in business and family and your friendships and relationships. Like, I'll give you a prime example, Blake. I mean, we just met with some mentors of ours and good friends and business, hopefully future business partners, a couple of days ago, right? So we're talking about Carl and Luke. I won't say their last names. So I got connected with both of them, and I actually texted Carl and I sent him a video thanking him for the advice and information that we talked about and the things he taught me. And he was like, hey, would love to connect. It was an absolute pleasure. What are you doing Wednesday? He wanted to hang out. He wanted to give me some more mentorship, give me some guidance. And he's like, hey, let's go to the gym at this time. And I was like, okay, I'll be there. I was there early. It was funny. We actually pulled up and parked right next to each other at the same time. And he was like, hey, because, you know, I don't really know you that well, but the fact that you kept your promise and you showed up on time, you gave it your all in the workout, and everything that you said you would do, you did. I love that. I'd love to be your mentor. So just because I kept my promises, it's not about the thing, it's the fact that I did the thing. Just because I kept my promises and it's now a habit and I'm very aware and conscious of when I do make a promise that I'm going to fulfill it, it's changed everything.
And that's very important. I feel like there's not a whole lot of morals to this day and age as well, to keeping promises, to being loyal, to just being a good friend that, you know, wants to provide value without getting value back. And you don't really see that too much nowadays. Were you born with that, or was that something you developed or kind of realized early on that, you know, this is something I need to do and stick to?
I was taught to it by a couple mentors, but I just noticed, like, I would just get, and it's different now because there's just so much grace and love for people. I mean, we're all human, but I just noticed how when it came down to business, the younger the client was that I was working with, the less likely they were to show up on time, the less likely they were to keep their promises, and the less likely I was to want to do business with them. And it got to the point where I would have to tell people, like, hey, I know you said you're going to be here at this time. I'm really looking forward to seeing you then, right? Just in a nice way. And then they wouldn't show up, or they'd be there super late. And it just kind of got annoying where I was like, oh my gosh, you know, nothing against that person, but I could never imagine wanting to be a multimillionaire serving millions of people around the world, but I can't keep my own promises, especially the promises I make to myself.
That's game. Now, how do you see goal setting as a way to build a strong personal foundation that other people can rely on? And how do you tie God into that as well?
See, this is the thing. God didn't create humans to play small. We were not created to play small. God doesn't want you to go work a minimum wage job the rest of your life and live in poverty and do small things and not help other people. Maybe that's your specific story and that's what you want to do. You know, this isn't anything personal, but I'll just tell you right now, God's true plan for us is for His glory, and it's massive. It is abundant. It is about serving people, and it's about prosperity. And so if your goals are too small, then they're probably not through God. You ever heard of the term God-sized goals? There's a reason it's called that. It's because they're big, and it's because they're through Him, not ourselves. His shovel, His hands, His tools, and His ways are 10 times bigger than ours. And so when you allow God and welcome Him to enter into your life and welcome into your goal-setting process, your vision process, everything is like 10x'd. Everything gets 10x'd. All areas, family, faith, fitness, entrepreneurship, whatever it is. And that's just what personally happened to me. So I had this like massive vision board. I had a flag of like the amount of money I wanted to make, the people I wanted to help. I wanted to be a big leader, do all these things. And then I went through some pretty tough times in my life, then came to Christ, and all those goals got 10 times bigger, and they actually started happening. So it was like, I thought I was being ambitious. I then came to God, and turns out I wasn't being ambitious enough for what He had for me. So, to be more tangible, I apologize. I have a whiteboard in my studio. I have a journal to my future wife that is in detailed pages and pages and pages of plans, of goals, and I look at these things regularly. So my goals and whys are continuously and consistently reminding me of why I'm doing what I'm doing every day, and that's very motivating. And God does the same thing.
See, and that's massive. I mean, you tell this to a normal person, your goals, or I guess not a normal person, but someone who isn't driven by anything or doesn't have, you know, a faith-driven or God-backed promise to their future, they look at you and look at you like you're crazy and say, wow, this guy's egotistical and narcissistic. Or
yeah, like, you know, it sounds like you're bragging.
Money? Yeah.
Why does he need this much money?
Yeah. And, you know, sharing a message that you can have these big goals, you're not egotistic, you're not narcissistic. And the thing is when you have the good, right frame of mind behind it, you're going to do good with that money. A lot of people view money as bad because a lot of people do bad with money.
Like, see, that's the thing. There's this like
outlets.
Exactly. So there's this scarcity mindset going around, and some of it's through school, some of it's not, where it's like, oh, he's rich, so he's greedy. Or, oh, he makes a ton of money. Or, oh, he's wearing an expensive watch. He's, you know, conceited and whatever it is. This is the thing. Prosperity, true abundance, and true success isn't about what you get. It's about what you can give. So, and this isn't to brag whatsoever. This is just the reality. 10% of all my income goes toward ending human trafficking or to my church. Bottom line, 10% of all my income. And I am not making millions of dollars yet. So there's times where I don't feel like doing that, but I'm going to do it anyway, because this isn't my money. I believe that this is God's money that he blessed me with. So when it comes to making more money, that just means I'm going to get to help more people. See, poverty is thinking me, me, me. Prosperity, abundance, and success is saying, who can I give? Who can I serve, serve, serve?
Yeah, and it's massive to do things without expecting anything back. I know I just said that last segment, but
no, but it's,
I mean, it's really a big thing. I mean, everyone, especially on social media or like, you know, influencers or whatever, you have to give them something in return for them to do something for you. Nobody can just do something out of the goodness of their heart to do it. You know, I'm not perfect at that either, but it's the fact that being conscious of, you know, your human tendencies of, you know, being selfish and really pushing those back. And then it really helps when you do have faith in God or something that, you know, like I said, is bigger than yourself, because you'll do things that are above you and that aren't just for your own selfishness. So
yeah, if you're exactly, like, if your goals are all about you, they're not big enough. If your goals are all about you, they're not big enough. And then if you can do them by yourself, they're also not big enough.
That's fire. That's fire. Yeah. It's how's the quote go? If you want to go fast, do it alone. If you want to go far,
yeah,
do it together.
Yeah. That's a John Maxwell quote. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually with John Maxwell a couple months ago over the summer. We were just sitting face to face. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
What was that like?
It was great. I mean, he has this aura and energy about him. He's also a man of Christ. But look, he's written like over 80 books. I'm reading one of his books right now, Becoming a Person of Influence. And it's just amazing, because what he does is he is all about serving people. And I ask a lot of people, well, what does leadership mean to you? And a lot of people say, oh, it's about credibility. It's about, you know, being the tallest guy in the room. And John's books where he quotes, leadership isn't about being the guy lifted up on the chair. Leadership is about walking slowly through the crowd, finishing last when you need to, and letting your team finish first, and truly serving and adding value to people. And then if we were to go a step further, about building other leaders. And so that's what John's been doing in his career, and I just totally admire it, because he goes to different countries around the world adding value to these leaders, these, you know, governmental political leaders, and how to better serve their people. See, it's not about like the trophies. It's not about, hey, look at me, I'm the leader, and I make all this money. It's like, hey, I'm just going to help you shine. You do your thing. I'm going to build you and add value to you. If you want me to be the leader, great. But I'm just going to serve you regardless. That was, it was big. Yeah.
So now we're coming to an end here. We got about 2-3 minutes left. And a question I want to ask, and that I want you to leave the audience with, is what advice would you give to other young men dealing with personal struggles, such as breaking free from unhealthy habits? Now, I know that from just our personal talks that you've dealt with some unhealthy habits that you've conquered.
Yeah.
How did you do it, and how can other people do it?
I think the biggest thing is God. I mean, there's a God that loves you. There's a God that is there for you. And there's a lot of times where we're afraid of his presence, because we know that if we let God in, we're going to have to change. But when you surpass that feeling and you get through that discipline and you just push through, God's presence and love can deliver you from anything. And I've personally experienced it, from sex addiction, from smoking weed, from you know, bad money habits, all these different things. So God is definitely my number one answer, and that God's personally saved my life. And then number two, I would say, is having really clear goals. For example, if your wife was standing right next to you and, you know, you had kids and they were in the room, would you watch porn? Probably not. Would you go get drunk and drink a bunch of alcohol? Probably not. You know, if you had $1 million on the table waiting for you, are you going to procrastinate your homework? Probably not. So when you have big goals, you'll take better action.
Kai, thank you for leaving us with that message. Truly blessed to have you on. Really quick, where can they find you on Instagram?
Yeah, _KaiHood_ on literally all platforms. And then my podcast is on all platforms as well. It's called The Refounder Show.
Thank you for listening to Live Better. I'm your host, Blake Byrne, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'll see you after this.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Thank you guys for staying for my closing statement here. You're listening to Live Better, and I'm your host, Blake Byrne, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, Kai shared some incredible, valuable insights today, from launching a business on his 18th birthday and earning $50,000 in his first year, to his powerful transformation journey, losing 40 pounds, overcoming personal challenges, and building lasting relationships. Now, Kai's story shows us the power of commitment. Through his discipline and resilience, he's shown that it's possible to break out of patterns, move past setbacks, and create a path that's truly unique. And if there's one message from today, it's that standing out starts with a choice. The choice to set clear goals, take disciplined action, and avoid the temptations of distractions. Now, Kai mentioned, we also talked about the importance of building genuine connections and keeping promises, not only to others, but to ourselves. And those promises are the foundation of confidence and trust. Now, a few things we can apply from what we've learned today is, think about where you want to go in life and commit to that vision. As Kai did, set small, achievable goals and focus on making progress every day, whether that's, you know, maybe you don't feel like going to the gym for an hour and a half that day, go for 45 minutes. Seek out mentors, build meaningful relationships, and invest time in learning from others who are there or who where you want to be. As Kai emphasized, it's not just about finding great mentors. It's about keeping them, nurturing those relationships for long term. And don't forget the importance of self-presentation and confidence. Whether it's personal grooming, your style, or showing up fully, or being there on time, these things help you feel ready and motivated to reach your goals. Now, take a moment after the show to reflect on what truly makes you stand out, what goals and values define you, and what steps you can take today to move forward toward that vision. Now, I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Live Better. Kaihood's journey is a powerful reminder of what's possible, and when you commit to your growth, stay disciplined and focus on building something meaningful. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to have it all figured out, but just take the first step. Now, join us next Thursday at 4 p.m. Central for more insights and inspiration. Until then, keep working on becoming the best version of yourself, and thanks for listening. We'll be back after these.